The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I moved this weekend. Remember we talked about this is the year of the downsize. And boy, were we downsizing. So we moved, and I'm happy. I'm really, really happy about it. Living in a real tiny rental for a while, saved a crap load of money. It was so nice. And we kind of moved into our house. Pretty exciting, exhausting, though. I'm really, really sore. Very, very achy. A while back, one of you asked, what is the best way to get your cats and dogs to adjust to the move? Now, the dogs are fine. As long as they have a place to go poo-poo. And they have a place to run around. And they, like for us, it was a move up. Because we were just an 1,100-square-foot house for four of us plus the five animals. So for nine of us, that was pretty cramped. But it was good. We made it work. And it was fine. It was, bigger living quarters than I grew up in. So I was happy. Now the dogs have a little bit more room. New carpet to tear up. New places to go pee-pee house. They're happy. All right. But now we get to the cats. Whoa, Nelly. Ooh, these cats had a tood. Oh, boy. How dare you move me again? Where is my own bedroom? I mean, these cats were just really, really cocky. Now, I remember my mom, because we moved a lot. I went to 12 schools as a kid. So whenever we had an animal like a cat, we would throw butter on their paws. And by the time they were done licking their paws, they were already used to the house. Now, even though that's an old wives' tale, they're really right about that. I didn't do that with the cats because I didn't have any butter. So I threw them in the house, and, they all scurried away and scuttled their little tushy away to a corner, acting all like, oh, my gosh, this is so traumatic. And then they're hiding under whatever furniture was there. The movers had already moved the stuff, and I'm like, really? Really, you're making this big of a dramatic issue for nothing? Really? I walk by, and then I go, time to eat. Now, one of them, who we already kind of adjusted to the house, he was already there. He's like, fine, those ladies back there, they don't want to eat, I'll eat. So he goes and he eats, and then he decides to sit in the middle of the house and clean himself. So we knew day one that the first cat was fine. Okay, but then the other girl's like, well, wait a second. Okay, if he's cleaning himself in the middle of the room, then that must be safe territory. Then they come over and they sniff his tushy and then they go, well, maybe. And then I walk and they're like, ah, and then they run again. Like, really? Because they think I'm going to take them to a new place. So what do you do with your animals to get them used to the move, okay? So there's a few different websites on how to prepare the little booger, fluffy tushy, for the move. Okay, now, a move across country is a lot more serious than, moving, for the little house with the little cat. But first, the cats do not like riding in cars. For any of you guys that take your cat with you to work or drive around with the cat in the car, they don't like it, okay? So you may want to make sure the cat is in a carrier. It's safer for them, okay? It is not safe for a cat to just be running around loose in a car. Make sure they're in a carrier. Now, they're going to be mad. They're going to be mad. The other thing is that the cats do not like, a lot of them, the rumbling that they feel on the ground. You have to have them on the seat. Okay, if they're on a seat, they're a lot better. They'll still complain, but let them see you and know what's going on. But if they're on the ground, they may freak out. Okay, now you take them home. They're going to scuttle and they're going to run. They're going to be like, ah. Okay, let your cat take the time to adapt. Make sure before the move they eat and they drink and they potty, because these cats may hide for a good couple days and you're going to be worried that they're going to starve to death. So what you want to do is make sure that where you are moving to, you put them in a closed area where you can't not find them for a couple weeks, right? So, you know, there's a lot of nooks and crannies. So we had a little closet area. We threw them into the closet. We had their food, their toys, their poo-poo box or their pee-pee box that they didn't poo-poo in, so it still smelled nice, and they were fine. And that really helped them adjust, because they're like, okay, I guess I'm here now. They smelled the carpet. They understood the what they were in, and they were okay. All right? Then don't force them to eat. You know how, you know, we were taught when we were kids that you stick the cat's food in the face, you know, face in the food, the, you know, like the soft food, and then by the time they lick it off, they're ready to eat. Don't be doing that. They're not going to want to eat. Eden is one of the, well, except for Sashi. Sashi is my big tushy cat. She'll eat. I mean, there could be a fire going on. She'll still eat. That, but that's Sashi. But shh, don't tell her she'll get all mad. That's Sashi. But, and don't make them do a lot of things. Okay? Have them in a small room to themselves. Have the potty box, the food, etc. They'll get used to that small room. Then just very, very slowly open up the door. They will at night probably want to do the running around when they think everybody's asleep and they have the place to themselves. Okay? Make sure that all your windows and doors are closed, because the cats won't know where the house ends, where the apartment ends, where it begins, and they'll just run outside and then they're gone. Okay? Also have an ID tag on the cat or the dog. The dogs, like I said, are easy. For the cat, have a little ID card, Fluffy Tushy, Cupcake Tushy, Zaji, Shaky Boo, Sacudito, whatever you want to put on there, and they know. Poopoo Face. Alright, don't call your cat Poopoo Face, but sometimes they get their face in the poop and then they're called Poopoo Face. Alright, and just ignore the cat. Okay, you're like, oh, kitty cat. No, they don't want that, okay? And then sleeping. Alright, now for us, we're like, the cats will not sleep on the bed. First night, they were already on the bed. So, but make sure they have something cozy and nice. Remember, the male cat's going to want to pee on it, because he's going to want to mark it as his territory and then nobody could sleep on it. So put a diaper on the male cat. And then make sure, if they really hate the dogs, to keep the dogs away. Even though our cats tolerate the dogs, we kept the dogs away. And then, you know, just hire for $250 an hour a cat psychologist, like a lot of people do. I'm not going to. Okay, obviously for moving across state, there's a lot of things that you could do. We'll talk about it. I don't want to spend the whole time on pets, but it's a good subject. Other than that, the move went well. Very expensive, you know, because you're hiring movers, and then you're eating out because you're not cooking, and then you're you know, eating off of paper plates, and then you go to Target and you spend $500-$600 on stuff that you already had, but it was packed so you can't find it. But so much for downsizing, huh? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, a lot of us remember the 90s. What do I remember from the 90s? Well, I was in college, and I was in medical school. So I remember Boyz II Men. I remember En Vogue, some Janet Jackson songs, Michael Jackson. I remember the 70s made a comeback in the 90s. So a lot of groovy 70s songs came back. I remember buying my first car. I remember the O.J. Simpson trial, Bill Clinton. And Monica Lewinsky. Now, I'm not trying to sum up the 90s just like that, but Monica Lewinsky definitely brings us back 20-some years ago. Well, here she is making a comeback. And literally making a comeback. She is now on the speaker circuit. We heard that she was, I think, getting signed for a book deal. You know, money issues will haunt all of us, even people that were notorious for things 20-some years ago. And she is able to find work. And this work seems to be her being a, I don't want to say a motivational speaker, but she is calling herself Patient Zero. The first person to ever have a reputation, quote unquote, completely destroyed worldwide via the internet. Now, apparently, Tyler Clementi, he was the freshman at Rutgers University that was embarrassed. This happened, obviously, years later, the whole Monica Lewinsky issue. And he had been videotaped sexually and was extremely embarrassed, unfortunately killed himself. And so she was saying in a quote, I wondered why. Eventually it dawned on me, she was back in 1998, back to a time when I was periodically suicidal, when she might have easily lost me, when I too might have been humiliated to death. Now, this is her first major public speaking engagement, talking about cyberbullying, reputation, online, things like that, to 1,500 young leaders. This was at an under 30 summit at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, and this happened yesterday. Now remember, she was 22 years old back in 1995. She was a White House intern, and she had an affair with President Bill Clinton that had been denied multiple times. Right now, all we know is about a, all we know is, I don't know, a cigar, and maybe other things. We have no idea the extent of their sexual relationship, but either way, no matter what it was, we know there was bodily fluids involved because of somebody's dress, and we're just right now just calling it an affair. She says, at that time, it was my everything. She told the crowd, and then, and when the affair became public in 1998, obviously it spurred an impeachment trial for Clinton and a public shaming for Lewinsky. She now has this scarlet letter, I guess, forever. Now, I don't want to sit here and sympathize or encourage empathy. I mean, boo flipping who? You know, this is what you get for messing around with a married man, let alone a married president. What was she thinking? Ah, you know, 22, she was stupid. I knew better. Okay, I knew better at 22 than to mess around with a married man, let alone a married president. You know, and who knows what she was thinking. It's not for us to judge. It's not for, but I'm not going to sit here and listen to her sob story when, you know, she was committing the sin and, you know, helping another person commit a sin. I mean, this was our president at the time. Shouldn't the president have been, you know, dealing with, you know, world affairs and economic affairs and, you know, telling, you know, his wife, don't be thinking about Hillary care. No, he was busy doing that. And it was a juicy scandal. The media loved it. We love talking about it. But this is what you get if you are going to try and sleep with the president. Now, nowadays, almost 20 years later, somebody starts to hit on the president, etc., you know, makes up now, you know, the notoriety allows you to be famous. Sex tapes, stealing people from their wives, you become revered, and you, like Angelina Jolie, right, stealing Brad Pitt away. Now, he's just as guilty, okay, but he was a married man. There is a lot of responsibility on the married person, but there's also a lot of responsibility on the person that is interfering with a marriage. And didn't she just get, not knighted, but I don't know, she got some sort of recognition. Now, true, you could atone, you could, you know, do good things, and Angelina Jolie is doing a lot of good things for, you know, the world and community, etc. But, you know, people forget, and they love the whole Angelina, Brad-Jelena thing, all right? If somebody today would do to President Obama what Monica Lewinsky did, or President Obama, whatever, President Obama would take a lot of heat, but I bet that woman would probably get some sort of reality TV deal, would probably get to be on all the magazines, and would probably get to be famous. And not in a bad way. All right? Things are different now, and it's kind of scary different. So, I'm sorry, Monica Lewinsky, that things have been tough for you, but it looks like, if you're getting now paid to speak, I don't know if you are, but if you get to now run the speaking circuit, I'd say you're definitely benefiting. And I don't think you, Monica Lewinsky, and I apologize for just isolating you here, but I don't think you should be calling yourself a victim of cyberbullying. Okay, when you are a victim, that means you were innocent. Okay, so if somebody is a victim of sexual assault or a victim of being bullied in school, they are just somebody innocently just sitting there and getting beat up on. Okay, if you're in a fight, two people could be a victim of a fight, all right, but don't sit here and expect everybody to sympathize with you when you were the one that caused the negative publicity. You're going to have negative publicity, okay? That's what you get. But, nowadays, something like this is a real juicy story. I'm sure people would love to meet Monica Lewinsky, have her speak, and she is going to probably, do well. I'm not sure what happened with her in the last 20 years, and it must have been tough. It must have been. Being seduced by a president, all right? For me, I'm still afraid of God, and, I take my religion seriously. But, you're a young girl, the president is hitting on you. You get to have an affair with the president. I'm trying to think, and get into her mind why she would do it. But she should have known that there was going to be risk, and it was not worth it. I don't care how suave a speaker he is. I really don't think the minute and a half or whatever it was really was worth it. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Oscar Pistorius was sentenced today and is going to prison. He is going to serve a 5-year sentence for fatally shooting his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Earlier Tuesday, South African judge Thokozile Masipa sentenced him to 5 years in prison for her death. They say he may possibly be out in 10 months. I never understood that. Like, you get a sentence, but you could leave early. I don't get that. Apparently, there was, it took over an hour to announce her verdict. There was a lot of eyes on this one because, we were watching him in the Olympics, finding it amazing that he could do so without a leg. And then, when we heard that in a fit of rage, he kills his girlfriend, shoots her, and it was bloody from what we understand with the trial. And he didn't get death sentence, but he got 5 years. They say under South African law, he must serve at least 1/6 of his sentence before he could be considered for parole. So there's a chance he could be out in 10 months. So many people think that they were light. I mean, again, this is South Africa, all right? He was convicted of culpable homicide. Culpable homicide is similar to what we would call manslaughter, all right? Murder, many times for the degrees of murder, you have to have intent, planning, etc. Manslaughter is where it wasn't planned, but maybe some accident type of thing, but culpable homicide to me makes a lot more sense than manslaughter, even though it's very similar. He claims he mistook her for a nighttime intruder and shot her dead through a locked bathroom door because he feared for his life. That made absolutely no sense, especially since it was his bathroom and witnesses said they heard yelling and screaming before. But anyway, that's not for me to judge. I'm not the judge. He was already tried. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stock brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is kind of interesting. All right, when we think of Gladiator, we think of these men kind of eating meat and potatoes and being all burly. Well, apparently anthropologists have looked at the at a graveyard. A gladiator graveyard in an ancient city and is giving us insight on what they actually ate, and a lot of it was vegetables. This is kind of interesting. They found bones uncovered from a gladiator graveyard in it's now what is Turkey, but it was once the capital of the Roman province, obviously, were okay, but now it's where Turkey is, and not that they ate turkey by any means. And it looked like that they ate a lot of beans and grain. Not a lot of chicken legs, etc., being reported by Fox News. The warriors also drank a drink made of plant ashes, and it was supposed to fortify the body after physical exertion and promote better bone healing. So for a lot of you weightlifters out there, the juice, that came from gladiator times. I know, pretty cool stuff, huh? Scientists used spectroscopy to measure the carbon, nitrogen, and sulfur levels in the gladiator bones, as well as the ratio of strontium. Now, strontium, this chemical element that's found in ash, and ratio that to calcium. Their diet, I guess, was not that different from the regular population. So it's not like they got to be fed the meat when nobody else didn't. All right. But they said reports of the time referred to gladiators as hordearii, or barley eaters. So they might have ate a lower quality grain than other people. And then this tonic they drank, you know, maybe it gave them more magnesium, calcium, etc. So I find that very, very interesting. I just think it is so cool that they could look at a body. You know, like with King Tut, they looked at King Tut and they were like, well, he had a club foot and he had girlish hips and he was possibly inbred. And, you know, it's like, whoa, you know, to be able to just look at that. But that's what DNA does, and DNA doesn't lie. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Not so cool. A spider burrows himself into a man's chest and lives there for 3 days. This is very, very scary. It was a tropical spider that burrowed into the skin of an Australian tourist and stayed there for 3 days before doctors finally figured out what those marks were on his chest. Dylan Thomas woke up Saturday morning with a very nasty scar about 2 inches long, extending up from his navel. That night, it was about 3 inches. He went to a doctor on Sunday, was given a cream, probably like a steroid cream, thought it was an insect bite. Then blisters came next. So he went to a dermatologist on Monday and finally figured out that it was a spider, plucked the spider from his skin. And the venom, I guess, was being secreted, and it was burning the skin like a searing. It was really painful. He's only 21. He said he thinks the spider got inside the skin because he traveled through his appendectomy scar. You know how that skin is a lot more thin, doesn't have as much collagen, and it doesn't have all the layers of the dermis. So they think that's what happened. He says it takes a lot to deter me, but I do feel violated. Now his friends call him Spider-Man. And he was actually in a fancy hotel room when this happened. He was staying in a 4.5-star hotel. Wow. I grew up, Motel 6 was exciting. He was in a 4.5-star hotel when he got bit by the spider. But here's the thing. Was he in Australia? Because Australia has some real bad spiders and snakes. I mean, it's a gorgeous country, but they got some very, very scary stuff out there. All right, so now you know. If you, unfortunately, have some weird-looking thing on your skin, look for a spider. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. That's a good dermatologist. Well, basically what you do is you put your goggles on, and you kind of take a look, and you magnify. And I'm sure, man, I would have. I got you know, spider radar, so I probably would have known just him walking in the room. I would have probably run. Parkinson's drugs. People going on Parkinson's drugs, very interesting. Many times will turn to pathological gambling, compulsive shopping, and hypersexuality. Why? Because of the dopamine boost. According to Fox News, the findings are important because they mean that doctors and patients should be very well aware of the drug side effects. And, you know, these drugs, they help as you start to lose a lot of your dopamine, as we've talked about Parkinson's, how that progresses, these medicines help boost your dopamine and helps you with movements, etc., and delay some of the regression that you have, the progression of the disease. In this study, the researchers examined 1,500 reports of people in the U.S. and 21 other countries experiencing pathological gambling, hypersexuality, compulsive shopping, and other abnormal behaviors after taking the medication. And these dopamine receptor agonists caused those symptoms that were being treated for Parkinson's disease in about 710 of the cases. They said you were 277.6 times more likely to have reports of that, hypersex, gambling, and shopping, very manic things. So, you know, when it comes to medication, you really need to know what you're taking. If you warn your family members, that's what I would suggest, warn your family members that you're about to take something. We talk about that with Chantix, the medication to help you stop smoking. Sometimes you could get depressed, weird dreams, very rare reports of suicidal ideation. Tell your family members, look, I'm not going to notice that I'm doing something weird. But if you think I'm doing something weird, you want to have sex? I'm not going to say anything. Well, you know, just can you please just tell me? Because I need to make sure I'm not having a side effect, okay? All right, hold on a second. Real quickly here. Of all the cases, I'm dropping my microphone. Of all the cases of abnormal behavior, they said the majority of the cases happened because people were taking Pramipexole. This affects the D3 dopamine receptor. Then the second one was the Ropinirole. Also significant. See, I don't prescribe these, so I don't know how to pronounce them. Sorry, guys. All right. In another study back in 2011, other researchers found a link between behaviors like hypersexuality and excessive gambling to two other drugs. Now, I'm not saying that this drug is going to be used to help sexual dysfunction, but I am sure some pharmaceutical company wants to jump all over this, because if increasing dopamine helps make you become, but we're talking about hypersexuality. Hypersexuality kind of connotes excessive need to have sex. And maybe some improper sexual advances. All right, so I'm not saying go and start taking Parkinson's drugs, please. Okay, this is some very serious stuff. But if they could figure out how to do something that increases the dopamine and they modify it to the point where you aren't just sitting there doing that kind of stuff at work, that could be a pretty, pretty good drug. Apparently, back in the 1960s, the introduction of levodopa, one of the first Parkinson's drugs, enabled patients to regain function. Parkinson's is one of the most common neurological diseases that affect us, next to Alzheimer's, in our older age. And these dopamine agonists are phenomenal. Unfortunately, some of them can also cause hallucinations, psychosis, excessive daytime sleepiness. Anyway. All right. Well, we'll move on, because I know some of you guys are trying to call your doctor right now to get the prescription. All right. For those of us that are losing our hearing, there may be some hope. Apparently, researchers from the University of Michigan and Harvard Medical School in Boston have been able to restore hearing, noise-induced related hearing, in mice. They will then hopefully be able to test this on humans. Now, 50 million Americans right now have hearing loss in at least one ear, usually because of high-frequency sounds. Apparently, this is a boring article. How do I make this interesting? Well, they took the mice and they increased the production of a protein called neurotrophin 3. That kind of sends signals from the ear to the brain. Okay, they boosted this in mice, so hopefully they boost it in humans. That's the gist of it, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Carol calling from Indiana. Hey, Carol, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. And you?
Yeah, great, great. What's going on?
Well, you know, I've been in the, I've had CPS on me for like ever, and they took my two girls from me back in 2000, and they were teenagers. And I worked at the post office, and I wasn't on the system. I wasn't on welfare. I wasn't on none of that stuff. I had good health care, the whole nine yards. But because my daughter had her foot stepped on accidentally, and I mean that's the only reason why they took her. Okay.
Jeez, and they took both them, your daughters.
They took both of them. They got us into court. Me with my information in my hand, took us into court. And pulled my other daughter from screaming and crying in front of the judge, okay, and us, and we're just like in awe of it all. And then for 9 months, I had to go bankruptcy and the whole nine yards because of the, I could not focus on my job or anything else in life.
Oh my gosh.
So these two girls are now having the same issue. And my youngest one that they pulled out of the courtroom that day has just had her youngest daughter taken from her from CPS.
Oh, my gosh. Why? What excuse?
Well, now, she has issues, and I understand that. And she was working on them. And she was working hard to try to get herself, well, I don't think she was working hard enough. But there are other family members that child could go to. And they, they have their reasons. Oh, we gotta run you through the system. Well, I already know that I can't take my grandchild because of the situation that happened. They never found nothing out on me and my husband. They could not prove anything on me and my husband. The only thing they made us do with those two girls to get them back, the judge made us put them through, a psychological evaluation. And that was how we got them back. We were never proven to be just, hurtful to our kids.
Oh, my gosh.
They are using this on my kids.
Now, did your daughter, and again, just, I'm not judging, just to get the facts. Why are they pulling, was the kid hurt? Are they alleging your daughter hurt her daughter, hit her daughter, or what happened?
Never. This child is the happiest child. This child smiles and brightens your day. Child's never been abused. Yeah. My daughter is not an abuser.
Yeah,
They said that the family situation inside the home was excellent. The house was clean. The child looked happy, content. Was she's chunky. She eats. And the whole nine yards. This is what I don't understand. Why don't they, instead of pulling these kids from these people, why don't they help them instead of hamper them? They tried to say, and they used this on my husband once, and I know it's a line of crap. Mm-hmm. They tried to say that because they got wind that they were going to run out of state with the kid, that's why they pulled this kid from them. They did that to my husband, too, back in 1980.
Well, the thing with Child Protective Services, unfortunately, you have a lot of cases out there where these kids are getting abused. So, God bless them for jumping in and stepping in. But when you're innocent and something like this happens, Child Protective Services will usually, protect the kid first and then find out all the details later. If you're saying they didn't go through their due diligence to figure out the details, I don't know what to advise you. That's and now you want to step in and help your granddaughter and you can't. They won't give you the granddaughter.
Well, because of my past history with CPS.
Yeah.
They said, they've even done this to my son. I lost five grandbabies through him because I could not step in and take them. I have the money to support my grandbaby. I am, I raised six kids, and four of them graduated. And the last two that CPS got hold of did not graduate.
Now, wait a second. Now, what happened with your son? Why did they take the kids away from your son?
The baby's mom got killed, okay?
Oh.
And because he was not stable, he did not have a stable home and a roof over his head, and he was still out there doing what he was doing. Of course, the other two women that he had, they won't let him see him either, and I don't, I can't much blame him on that.
Yeah.
My son does have issues too. And trust me, I know that, you know, there are a lot of problems going on with my grandbaby Tessa. But my daughter, I got so many other kids that they could go to. And, you know, I just don't know what to do. And I just need some advice and guidance on where to go to get somebody to listen to our story. And
now,
I know that
there should be, you know, lawyers. There should be Child Protective Service specialized lawyers. I don't know if they'd be under family law or specific Child Protective, you know, lawyers that take CPS defense cases. I'm sure there's, what city do you live in?
I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. And they are in Monroe County, and I am in Marion County. And Marion County had to pull the child from them.
Okay, so you
Monroe County.
Okay, so you couldn't use an attorney that isn't of that county. It would have to be that county specific.
I think so.
Okay, because I don't
know
much.
Oregon County or Marion.
Yeah, because I know. I mean, I know there's attorneys in Evansville. I know. I mean, I need to refamiliarize myself with the geography of Indiana. So I wouldn't. I mean, again, I don't know what to advise you. You're right. I think anybody that has, unfortunately, a CPS case against them should be able to, especially if they're innocent, you know, have a means to defend themselves and find out how to make the home more conducive so they could still be with their children. And again, I'm kind of confused why they took the second kid away if the first kid was hurt by an accident. So there's a lot of questions unanswered here. But
they had this picture of my daughter, the first one. They had a picture of her. And, you know, when I looked at the picture, I was like, where did all the, you know, there was like dark marks on the picture where it looked like bruises. And I asked my daughter after all this was all over with, I said, where did that picture come from? She goes, Mom, the only thing I had said was about my foot. And her dad had stepped on her foot, and he wore cowboy boots. Okay? So when he stepped on her foot, it hurt her. And he, you know, he thought he had stepped on a dog, one of our dogs, because we had Chihuahua. And so the bruise was big. It was big enough to be worried.
Now, Carol, hold on a second. Carol, you got to stop for a second. So your husband, Chihuahuas are a small dog. So this must have been, I mean, he didn't see your daughter. I know it's an accident, but how, you can't really confuse your daughter with the dog. He thinks he stepped on the dog?
Her foot was on the floor. Her foot was on the floor, and the dog had a tendency, and she was in a blanket. She had a blanket over her. And the dog had a tendency that, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
He backed up real quick because he thought he was going to, I know that sounds stupid, but I mean, there was two people in the house that even verified what he was saying.
No, but you're right. You need an attorney because again, there's a lot of aspects to this case. Like I said, I don't know who's near Indianapolis or in Marion County, but I definitely suggest you find. Yeah, I unfortunately I don't know how else you could deal with CPS if not directly. I wish I could be more help, Carol. But you know, thank you for sharing because I'm sure there's other people in your position as well. And hopefully the grandkids get to be where they're going to be loved most and the safest. Okay. Thank you, Carol, for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, it's something that I think a lot of us as parents fear. You know, God forbid we get our kids taken away from us when we didn't do anything. You know, I mean, Child Protective Services, mind you, does a lot of good, you know, in this world in terms of taking kids out of abusive homes. They're fine place. They feed them. They clothe them. They find places for them. So I'm glad Child Protective Services exists. I just don't know how you would handle if you thought you were falsely accused. I couldn't go there. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.